Blog Talk Radio.
Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Our special guest is Chris Seymour. He'll be calling in talking about hair. Hair is extremely important for women. They love hair, and he has some of the best hair in the city, in the DMV. He travels overseas to China, Philippines, and he makes sure that the women have hair. And he'll be coming in talking more about that. So we're waiting for Chris Seymour to call. And also we're going to have Bill Cosby's going to call in. We're going to talk to him for a minute. Before we bring anybody up, though, we want to tell you about the upcoming event, the Living Legacy Awards. The Living Legacy Awards, February 25th at the Marquis, Marriott Marquis, the Dignitary Lounge. We're going to be there giving out the awards, and some of our award recipients is going to be Travis Winky. Chris Seymour is going to be coming out with an award also. We're going to give him an award. So it's going to be a big one. Stay tuned for that, the Living Legacy Awards at... Price Morning Show, February 25th, Thursday, the Living Legacy Awards in Washington, D.C. for Black History Month. This is Black History Month, February, the whole month. So go out and tell somebody just how good they're doing and how they are expected to do more because it is Black History Month. We want to honor everyone that we possibly can during Black History Month. Chris, are you on the air? Go ahead.
Hello?
This is Christopher Seymour, my main man. Look here.
Yes, sir.
First off, I want to commend you. I'm doing fantastic, man. I want to commend you on everything that you have accomplished. I've been knowing you for definitely a little while, and I've watched you grow into a mega, mega entrepreneur. Give us a little bit of background on you and talk about your company.
Yes, sir. Russell, I remember when I had the store on Marlboro Pike and you used to drive up and down there back in your police officer days, and I believe that's where we come in contact with. That's been almost 30 years ago, between 25 and 30 years ago, when I had classic discounts. That's basically, you know, in terms of always wanting to have my own business and wanting to be an entrepreneur, always inspired by my mother, who had a job, but she also eventually decided to have her own assisted living home. And she was the third person licensed in the whole Washington, D.C. area, first African-American, and then on top of that, in being a woman. So she's always been the kind of person that I've always followed and wanted to follow after. So as a result of that, I actually opened up my first business when I was 21 years old and never looked back since. So I've been in the clothing business. I've been in the had my own clothing line, and then I actually had a became a builder and became a developer, and now I'm doing some very interesting things right now, which you're aware of, which is hair extensions. So that's kind of where I am today, and I'm enjoying life, and I'm at the point in my life where I want to not only enjoy the benefits that certainly God has blessed me with, but being able to be in a position to help others that inspire to be an entrepreneur or one day to have their own business.
That is super fantastic. How did you transfer from building houses to hair? What really got you into hair? Hair is a complicated business because there's so much of it, and the Asian community sort of dominates this hair business right now. For you being an African-American male to be into hair, how was that transition came about?
Well, Russell, I'm the kind of person to recognize an opportunity, first of all, and recognizing that if the opportunity and the product is right, it's something that I think that could be marketed and sold in a way, and that actually everyone would get a benefit of it because of the fact that it is a very good product. So when I look at things like that, because I guess the biggest joke was when I was in the clothing business and went from the clothing business to say I'm going to build houses. Now, that may be a small thing for some people, but people who know me, it was a big joke because they know that I can't even fix a leaking pipe, you know, under my sink. So it was very funny for them to know that I was leaving the clothing business going into the home building business. But it's all about business. It's all about recognizing an opportunity. It's all about recognizing that, you know, whatever you see that you're able to do, it's the same. It's just the same business model, except it's a different service or a different product. So when it came with the hair business, I met an inspiring young lady who kind of talked to me about the hair business, and she's a stylist, and she also was a person that wanted to get into selling hair. And because I had a clothing line and I had a manufacturer overseas in Hong Kong and also in Macau, I was quickly able to understand that, you know, in order to do the real research, you have to kind of go there. And so my suggestion to her, she was willing to do that, and let's go over and just really do a strong investigation and find out business, this hair extension business. And boy, was I surprised when she accepted, number one, that to go. But when we actually went there, we went to a large, large show, and that's all they had was hair extensions. I mean, companies from all over the world, specifically all over China. And, you know, when I went there, I thought I was in hair heaven, you know, when we went through there. And then I was looking at her and observing her, and she was like, well, this is not really the hair that I'm really looking to carry, because, you know, she was telling me about the hair matting up and all the different difficulties that people that wear hair extensions are familiar with. And so it was that research that really was able to us to nail it down on what we were really looking for. And we actually found it from another country, but they were actually attending that same show in China. And then from that point on, Russell, it was really just about what I always know how to do, market, know how to get the brand out there. So, you know, instantly we, you know, came back from China and decided to go right back to the Philippines and have a North American agreement. So the agreement that I have with the factory is that we are partners, and we were the only company actually that was able to nail down a North American agreement. So that basically says that I have all the United States, all of Canada, and if I wanted Mexico, I could have that too in terms of distributing. So I actually got the distributing rights to carry this kind of hair. And the thing about the hair, Russell, is that our hair is 100% virgin hair. There are a lot of people that advertise 100% virgin hair, and they don't carry it. That was the problem that we ran through when we went to China. So from that point, we were able to find our niche and let people really see the benefits and the quality of our hair. And so the name of our company is Galaxy 5000, and if you can go on galaxy5000.com, you'll be able to see the different textures that we offer. and you'll see all of the different referrals and references that people have talked about our hair and very excited about how good the hair is. So one of the big things that we're known for is that our hair lasts actually 3 to 5 years. So knowing that your hair lasts for 3 to 5 years, you can take your hair in, you can take it out, you can wash, you can put it back in. The biggest thing in hair extensions right now, when you are not able to do that, is that people buy hair for, you know, a very low price and throw the hair away, unfortunately, because the hair is either matted up so bad or tangled up so bad, or, you know, it's not the quality that is advertised. And so, you know, I kind of honed in on that and nailed that to our niche, and so we're able to do so many great things. And as a result of that, our company has grown, let's put it this way, triple from the time that we said go when we launched online to where we are right now. So very excited about the growth. We are actually moving forward now and building our own factory in the Philippines, which brings me to a point that I'll be leaving next week for an extended period of time. And we're doing some things to make some things happen, putting some things together.
That is a fantastic, fantastic story of how you got into the hair business. What about the Asian community? What did they think of you being an African-American? How did they let you in, or did they try to block you, or would you have any difficulty with them because they dominate that market?
Russell, that's a really, really good question as it relates to the Asians and what they've done. You know, Asians and everything that they do, at the end of the day, is all about money for them. So they get it anyway and anyhow they want it. It's always off the backs of, you know, a lot of times Americans when it comes to hair or anything else. But we were initially welcomed to come there because I guess they thought we were going to be doing business with them in that regard, but we weren't. But we did have an opportunity to really tell them the damage and things that they do with the hair having synthetic in it, or whether it has bacteria in the weft or different things like that. Russell, there are so many women that are in their 20s that are losing their hair from buying bad hair extensions. And whether they're allergic to the synthetic that's in the hair, whether they're allergic to the bacteria that's put into it to make it look real nice in the package, they have some way, somehow, been able to have a negative effect with their hair being put into their head. So we're always welcomed in the way that, you know, they respect, you know, I'm a businessman from the United States. I'm a businessman and want to do some things, but nevertheless, I'm not going to involve myself in anything in terms of bringing a negative impact to not only African-American women, but just us as Americans as a whole. You know, we want to bring out a good product, and we want to be able to let people know that if you want to look beautiful and have hair extensions, let it be something that's going to be a healthy hair extension and not something that's going to be able to eventually affect your scalp or, as you get older, affect you losing your hair. So it's also a health issue with me as well. But in terms of, you know, them trying to block or what have you, it's just a big competitive field. And as I speak right now, Galaxy 5000, I guess I'm just a little small spot on the radar right now. So they're probably not that concerned with me until, you know, we really get to a point to really get the message out there. And then they will take notice. And then we'll be prepared to deal with whatever they will try to do to stop us in that, because we really believe in having healthy hair. We believe in your hair looking beautiful. We also believe in not buying 4 or 5 bundles. Our hair is a very thick, strong hair, and the only thing you need is 2 bundles of hair, and overall it'll have you looking beautiful. Our hair is full from the top to the bottom. You don't have to worry about keep putting hair in. So it's really good for me because I'm a person, even when I was building houses, I had to do something different. And I had a clothing line. I had to do something different so people would recognize the quality of the hair or the quality of the product.
Excellent.
For that matter.
Give us your website,
Russell,
and your phone number and how to get in touch with you.
The website is www.galaxy5000.com. And the way to reach us, we're also on Galaxy 5000 Extensions on Instagram. We also have a dealer package, and that number is 1-800-390-6515. And that's just for hair salons and stylists that are interested in making money. We do have a couple of packages where we have distributors and we have dealers, And obviously we have our online retail business, but there is opportunity for other people to bring in some extra income as well.
That's fantastic. And we're going to make sure that the word is out. We're going to have on Be There magazine. You're also a black card holder. You also is really in depth with this hair. So we want to let people know that you carry the hair. You're also going to be receiving one of our Living Legacy Awards on February 25th at the Marriott Marquis, right next to the Convention Center in Washington, D.C. And I want to commend you, Chris, on everything that you have done and the things that you're going to do in the future. I want you to stay on the line. We're going to take a break. We come back. We got a little special guest that's going to come online. But don't leave us, Chris. We're going to get more information about hair, and we're going to talk to our special guest when we come back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, and it's no stopping us. Oh. Bill Cosby, you on the air?
Yes, I am.
Bill, what's been going on now with your life?
Well, you asked the questions because when I talk, it seems that everyone is concerned about stories that people are accusing me of.
Well, what are these stories, and what are you taking? How are you taking these stories to heart? What are you doing about it?
Well, let me say this, Russell. I met you probably 15 years ago. You were a police officer, and that's the only reason I'm calling. Now, we were in front of Ben's Chili Bowl, and I'm hoping that since I've called you, you see, that you would take the time to ask the questions that people would like to hear, not things that people make accusations about me, you see.
What does it take when you have so many women come forth to say you've done something of a derogatory nature to them? What would cause that many women to do that?
Well, due to the legal matters that are in court, I can only say this. You have not heard any of those women, any of them, say that I told them not to say anything to anybody. 30 years, Russell, 30 years, these women have said that I, 30 years ago, gave them a quaalude and took advantage of them. Why so long? None of them, there's no husbands, there's no boyfriends, there's no I can't sleep at night. This is an extortion, and the whole world knows it.
Well, it seems to be working because at some point people are changing their attitude toward you. That's Bill Cosby. They're changing their attitude, and it's working to somebody's demise, and it's got to stop.
Well, you have to understand that it has to be proven. Now, maybe these girls need some of Chris Seymour's hair. And this is what they're saying to me, because they want some of this hair on a lighter side of laughter. But I didn't
if
do anything.
Can,
I am old.
Satisfied
I am old, Russell. I am old. They take the shows off to hurt other people. Mr. Huxtable is not in court. Fat Albert is not in court. But when does the black community stand up and fight for me?
Well, when it comes to our community, sometimes we're fickle and it just goes right over our head. We're going to take another break. When we come back, I want the actual Chris Thomas to come in and talk about his new event coming up. We'll be right back with Chris Thomas and also Christopher Seymour with the hair. We'll be right back. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's Network on the Radio. Welcome back. The Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. Our upcoming event will be February 25th at the Marriott Marquis, the Dignitary Lounge, the Living Legacy Award. And we're fortunate to have one of our recipients on the air, which is Christopher Seymour. He deals with hair. Chris, give us the name of that company that you represent, your awesome company that's tripled in sales since you started.
Yes, sir.
Give us the name.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. It's Galaxy 5000. I'm sorry, Russell. I didn't hear you clearly. It's Galaxy 5000.
Okay. Hey, Russell, this is Chris Thomas. Probably Bill Cosby probably startled him. And you didn't give Bill Cosby a chance to just finish. Poor Bill Cosby. Poor Bill. Hey, Chris Seymour, how you doing?
We only have a short period of time.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
We're off the air in about 8 minutes. I want you to get your information about this upcoming comedy show that's coming up. So we only got 8 minutes left on the air. So give us your take on what the upcoming comedy show is going to be about.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say everything is about black, but everything is not about black. We have opportunities. And doors that have already been opened. We have black president. He's on his way out of office. There's opportunities for people to capitalize on what their dream is. You can't bring the whole crew with you because the crew may not be with you. So what we're doing, we're having a tribute to one of my buddies, Russell Simmons, who started one of the very first, actually BET did the first comedy show that I was on with Robin Harris. God bless his soul. But at the restaurant at Fellatini's up, you know, if people know about Washington, it's 202 and Landover Road and the Baltimore Washington Parkway. We're doing the Russell Simmons Deaf Comedy Jam, and we have the one and only Hamburger who kicked it off. He doesn't curse, so he uses Hamburger for his curse word. And we have Timmy Hall from the famous Donnie Simpson radio evening show, Laughing Lenny and Yours Truly. What we're doing, we're letting people in free. All they do is pay for the appetizer buffet as our grand opening introduction to this new location. And they can go to Comedy Corner DMV .eventbrite.com, and that'll be easy because that deal have priority seating with that. Other than that, it's first come, first serve. And we have two shows, 7:30 and 10:30.
That's excellent. Two shows, 7:30 and 10:30. That's good.
7:30 and 10:30. The Deaf Comedy Jam All-Stars. Hamburger was on the DVD that sold over 5 million DVDs. It was a top seller. Him, Chris Tucker, Bernie Mac, and Kevin Anthony, another guy from the D.C. area, they were all on DVD.
Excellent.
And they want to come. Just call. You know how numbers, I don't know how good people's memory is, but the number is 240-988-6930. They can call and reserve a seat, but it's better to just go on Eventbrite and pay that $10 and it's done. We're expecting overwhelming crowd. We're probably going to have to turn away a lot of people. That's why I tell people to go to Eventbrite. Since we changed locations, our other location, that we had before we found that they didn't have the proper license. So we're over here now, and hopefully we'll be here permanently. I feel sorry for Bill Cosby, man. Chris?
Yay.
Maybe Bill Cosby can go into the hair business with you.
Yeah, that would be good. If anything, we
poor
can,
Bill Cosby. Poor women who don't have no hair. I mean, really, my daughter has hair all the way down her back, and she cut it off, and now she's putting extensions on her hair. I'm like, I have a pretty good grain of hair, and her mother does, too. But to cut it off to try to look something the way, there's nothing wrong with that. But find your hair that's compatible with you, because you're going to have to take it off sooner or later.
That's right.
I call it a hair hat. That's what I call it.
Well, you know, beauty.
I call it a hair hat, Chris. They take the hair off and now you do. Put it back on. But you know, I've always been proud of you, Chris. I used to come around to your store when I used to host Rap City, and Chris used to give me clothes to wear. We used to do root skits at his store several different times.
Yes, sir.
Well, Chris Seymour is an exceptional man in this town, man. I'm so proud of him, man. He's the same as he was yesterday, today, and forever. The same spirit, the same entrepreneurial
exactly.
spirit.
Exactly.
But on top
and
of that,
buddy
he's a great
that
guy,
I used
man.
To that
he's
I haven't talked to in a long time, Ron Hyman.
Yes. I still talk to him, believe it or not.
I know he's down in North Carolina.
Yes, he's down in North Carolina. Still selling cars.
Excellent.
Well, what are we going to do about this hair?
I think we're a little late for him.
I think you're doing a fabulous job, and it's good to get into the market. But no one owns that market, especially when the consumer are black women.
Yes.
It's a black thing anyway. So keep doing what you're doing, Chris. And Russell, you know you're always doing it, brother. I tell you,
hey,
Russell,
we're trying to make it happen, man. We're going to make it happen. This is going to be a big year for us, this whole concept of the magazine, the beating. We're celebrating our 35-year anniversary in May, 35 years of publishing from Russell's News to Be There magazine. It's going to be huge. And I'm just happy to know people like you, Chris, the both Chris's, man, Chris Thomas and Chris Seymour, because we go back like Cadillac seats, man. I was a semi-young man, but now I got a little mileage on me. But, hey, I'm still doing it.
Hey, Russell and Chris, I don't know if you remember, this is when you were still a police officer, Russell, when you used to come up to the Oak Tree. And Chris Collins had Jamie Foxx one day, and he came through there. I think that's when his father was still on. I still got that picture, Chris.
Man, you need to send it to me, put it on my Facebook, Comedy Corner DMV, and send it to me.
Yes, sir.
You know, Jamie Foxx, I talked to him the other day, man, because I thought he was in town filming a movie, and he sent me, and he was like, Chris, what's up? You know, they've been trying to get me to move out to L.A., man, but something about L.A. I just don't like, man. I just don't feel that place. And, they, you know, this is what they tell me. This is what they tell me. They say, Chris, I live in Tyra, Texas. I make my money in Hollywood, California. But
right.
When I was 18, they gave me a contract out in L.A. and told me don't leave, and that was what scared me. The famous comedy store. They gave me a contract. I mean, I went on stage for the very first time, and they said, sign this contract, and you cannot leave. I called home to my mom. I said, Mom, I was all excited. Mom, they just gave me a contract. Mom said, be a man, boy. I said, okay, I'm coming home. Coming home, Mom. But people are going to enjoy themselves this week. Russ, I hope you and Chris can come out. Come out as my guest and hang out with us and everything like that. I'm still looking for permanent locations. What I try to do is help business owners. And, of course, that if you know what the location I'm telling you about, it's an Italian restaurant, and they have very good food. But sometimes you can't over, and it's on that little hill right next to, 202. So we're going to have a good time. Hamburger, Lassa Lenny, Timmy Hall, and myself, we're going to turn it out.
That's, well, I look forward to being there. I'm super excited. I also want to say that I'm proud of you, Chris, and all of the accomplishments. And I don't know how many people know how many people that you helped over the years, you know, the comedians that are out there now and that are doing some great things. You had a whole lot to do with them, including our good friend Martin Lawrence. So you have you had a lot of effect with a lot of people, and definitely when BET gave you the format to be on Rap City and all the different things, you certainly have been a great leader, and I'm very proud to know you, and I'm just glad that all come from the Washington, D.C. area.
Thank you, and a lot of them don't have no hair anymore, so I'm going to have to buy them hair. I'm going to have to send them some hair. Russell, you used to have hair.
You connected to the right one.
I want to send some hair to Russell.
I tell you, boy, this has been a fantastic show. Chris, give us some closing statements on your company, because we're about ready to close out. Give us some closing statements on your company, Juice.
Well, Russell, I just want to thank you again for inviting me, and my closing statement would be for everyone that inspires to want to be in business, dream and do operate in what God gives you, which is your imagination. Imagine you being it. Imagine you doing it. You're talking to people that have actually succeeded and have made millions of dollars and actually have got the benefits that God wants all of us to have. So don't get stuck into a rut. You know, use your imagination. Move forth. And in my case, it was with Galaxy 5000 with hair extensions. You can go to us at www.galaxy5000.com. Check us out. Again, my name is Chris Seymour. Any questions, you can go on our website and ask any questions that you want, and I will be the first to answer it. So, Russell, thanks again. Chris, I love you. Both of you guys.
Yes,
sir.
And Chris,
inviting me on this. Yes, sir.
Tell him if you can't grow it, throw it.
There you go. I can take that line from you.
Chris Thomas, give us your closing statements, brother.
Hey, everybody, keep God in your life always. Remember, He is the victor to all of us becoming who we want to be and what we want to be. Without Him, there is no us. Without God, there is no food and clean water. He's just giving everybody the knowledge. Keep laughter in your life.
Amen.
I see a lot of people in the doctor's office angry and mad. All they have to do is laugh. Laugh each and every day. Keep their mind on a positive note and positive thought. Thank you, Russell. Thank you, Chris. Love both of you. I love all your listeners. It's not hard to love people that you don't know because we were born to love each other.
That's it.
Excellent. Excellent. My final thought.
And if you can't grow it, sow it.
You can't grow it, sow it. My final thought, I want to thank both of you to be on the air today, and my final thoughts is this. Be what you want to be, do what you want to do, but do something. Don't leave this earth without doing something. Do one thing, and do one thing good. Do the right thing. Get a black card. Better life, better world, better now. We got to change this thing. I've been doing this over 35 years, and it's not easy. But I found my gift. I found my niche, and I stayed focused on it. From Russell's News to Be There Magazine, the Internet is the beast. The Internet changed everything for me. Social media, Internet, marketing, it's all that. You can do whatever you want to do. The Internet is there for you. We'll see you tomorrow morning. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, and there's no stopping us now.